can make a play on it, and Ostrowski hauls it in. Deckerville on the board, lining up for the two-point conversion. Wide receiver each way.
And it's going to be Rumsick on the keeper, rolling around to his right. Has two tackles, breaks out of that one. Does he get across? He put the ball across the line, and the two-point conversion is good. Cole Rumsick on a second and third effort gets in for the two, and we are tied at 8 apiece. 3:26 left in the first quarter. It is 8-8 Central Lake and Deckerville on the WLAW Sports Network.
A long time ago, sometime not too far away, somewhere, someplace, many things were going on, and this could have been one of them.
Scratch and Snip greeting cards, Scratch and Snip magazine advertisements, then came Scratch and Snip phones. Yeah, go ahead, sniff yours. Yeah, go ahead. See, smells like a cell phone.
Now, this holiday season, Thumb Cellular presents the Scratch and Save card. When you purchase a smartphone from any office of Thumb Cellular, you can pick up your Scratch and Save card. Scratch off your card to reveal your Scratch and Save deal. Switch to Thumb Cellular service or upgrade your phone and service, and you can scratch $50 off any smartphone. You can scratch $10 off your service for 6 months or $50 off accessories. Have an itch for savings? Thumb Cellular saves you mega scratch with discounts at all smartphones and ask about special insurance pricing. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pidgeot, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb. Terms of service apply.
The Deckerville Eagles respond with a touchdown of their own, covering 58 yards over 4 minutes and 58 seconds and putting together a 9-play drive, which resulted in a 13-yard pass to Ostrowski for then 2-point conversion from Cole Rumsick on the keeper. Makes it 8-8. Deckerville and Central Lake all tied up with 3:26 left in the first quarter. Impressive drive by Deckerville.
A big-time drive for Deckerville. Their defense, they got pushed around. It wasn't so good on that first series. And they were stopped on a 4-and-out right away. It turned it over basically at midfield. But this drive was different. They spread them out. They put guys in motion. They threw a couple play-action passes. And just like that, they catch the Trojans off guard. But if Deckerville wants to win this game, they're going to have to make it a little tougher for Central Lake. They can't let them drive down the field with ease. Going to have to find a way to mix up their blitz packages. They're going to have to start doing what Central Lake is doing a little bit, bringing the whole secondary up and putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback and running backs in the backfield, not 5 yards down the field.
3:26 left in this first quarter. We're tied at 8 apiece. Deckerville's had now the ball for 6 minutes, 53 seconds. Central Lake, a minute, 41.
Deckerville's had two possessions. The Central Lake's just one. Central Lake, they drove the length of the field, well, half the length of the field in a minute and a half. That can't happen. You're going to have to force longer drives if you're Deckerville's defense.
Wyatt Janowak kicking for Deckerville. Boots this one all the way down. It bounces at the 15 behind the back and brought in. He stepped out of bounds at the 5-yard line as he tried to bring it in and tried to turn it around. A little bit of miscue for number 34, Skyler Spangler. And it's going to be a long field for the Central Lake Trojans at their own 5-yard line.
Well, we talked about how important special teams is in a game of this potential, a game of this nature. And that is a big mistake by Central Lake. If you're going to commit to letting that ball go, let it go. Maybe it goes out of bounds. Maybe it goes into the end zone. And if it dies at the 2-yard line, you still have time to pick it up and make a play. But he grabs that football on an angle with it going out of bounds with his back to the rest of the field. So he had no idea what was behind him. His left foot stepped out of bounds. As you mentioned right away, Clark, it was clear from us here. And that's a big win for Deckerville's secondary. Gives their defense a big chance. Central Lake at their own 5-yard line, going to put a receiver in motion.
And it's going to be quarterback keeper Mortensen. He comes out, and Curtis Vogel jumps out of his tackle and brings down the quarterback only for a 2-yard gain. Mortensen was out for the running. Second down, 8 to go from the 7-yard line.
A good tackle there by Curtis Vogel, but he's going to need a little help. They're going to have to gap presence is big. Coach Brown talked about it in the pre-show interview. They know their gap presence. They're going to have to stick to that, because Central Lake is going to continue to hit you right into the teeth until you stop it. And as soon as you do that, they're going to try to pitch it out and get to the sideline. Your linebackers and defensive backs got to get there.
It's a pitch out to left to Spangler. Has one tackle beaten. He comes back inside. Has room to run. Has the first down. He's all the way out to the 16-yard line. Tackle made by Curtis Vogel. It's going to be a 9-yard gain. Actually, they're going to mark him down at the 15, so just shy of the first down marker by a yard. So third down, one to go from the 15.
In this first quarter, that's the play Deckerville's had trouble stopping, is that pitch out to the outside. Central Lake is getting there quicker.
And Papineau blasts through the middle of that line, gets all the way out to the 25-yard line for a 9-yard gain when they need just 1 yard. Tackle made by Wyatt Janowick, a linebacking core. First and 10 for Central Lake.
And that's perfect for Papineau if you're Central Lake. They pitch to the outside to Spangler, then come right back with the big fellow Papineau right through the middle. And he's able to get a first down for Central Lake and get that end zone of theirs out of their back, out of their corner of their eye, back out to the middle of the field, 25-yard line. They're going to start this first down.
Signing receiver wide to the left in the shotgun is Mortensen. Now man in motion. That is Spangler coming to the near sideline. Keeper for Mortensen, and three jerseys bring him down. That's leading the way is Wyatt Janowick, middle linebacker, only out for a gain of 1 yard. Second down, 9 to go at the 26-yard line. Left, right across your radio, our Central Lake. It's tied 8-8. Minute 50 left in the first quarter.
Good job by Deckerville not falling for it. The wide receiver comes in motion for a jet sweep potential. They don't hand it off to him. They don't hand it off to the running back. The quarterback keeps it right up the middle, and Wyatt Janowak's able to get off his block and make that tackle for a very small gain for the quarterback of Central Lake. That's Mortensen.
Man in motion in the shotgun. It's going to be handoff to Papineau, and he breaks out his one tackle at the 26, still on his feet, and falls forward all the way down to the 34-yard line. That is a hard run, and tackle made by Travis Trigger after a decent-sized run. They're actually going to mark him down to the 33, short of the first down marker by about a yard, third down and one.
Impressive run by Grant Papineau. Curtis Vogel had him for a short gain, and Papineau able to spin out of it. Papineau is a big guy. You're going to have to get your arms wrapped around those legs and trip him up because he's a very powerful back.
And he gets it again. He's across the 35 on third down and one, and he's all the way out to the 37-yard line. It's a gain of three. Move the chains. Tackle made by Wyatt Janowick.
Right. By the time Wyatt Janowick makes that tackle, it's already a 3-yard gain, and it's too late. It's a first down for Papineau and a new set of downs for Central Lake. But Deckerville is making better tackles. These 5 and 6 and 7 yard gains we've seen in the first drive are getting cut down a little bit, but they can't give up those 10-yard bombs.
Two men backfield, and it's going to be a good play action pass going downfield. Has a receiver open. Good coverage by the Deckerville secondary. Kenton Bowerman came through and broke that one up. Pass was intended for Jace Hoogerhide. And incomplete pass, second down and 10 from the 37.
Oh, Deckerville almost. Well, they got away with that one because two reasons. A, Kenton Bowerman made a heck of a play trailing his receiver. We just talked about it with Kineth on the other side. Mortensen had a wide open receiver in Hoogerhide, and it was underthrown, and that gave the speedy Kenton Bowerman a chance to recover and get a fingertip on that ball and deflect it away. Big stop on first down for Deckerville.
And it's a spam. Papineau run, and he's all the way up near the midfield. They actually say he stepped out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That is going to be an 8-yard or more than an 8-yard gain, enough to move the chains. First and 10 from Central Lake's own 49-yard line. 24 seconds left in this first quarter.
Yeah, he stepped out of bounds early because Zachary Ostrowski pushed him out. But if Ostrowski doesn't push him out, Papineau's gone. There's nobody else back there. And another impressive run for Papineau. They got to find a way to slow down that big monster.
Two-man backfield, handoff to Papineau again, and he gets across midfield all the way to the 48-yard line for a 3-yard gain. And number 13, Wyatt Janowick stuffs and brings him down for a 3-yard gain, and that is how the first quarter will end with an 8-8 tie between Central Lake and the Deckerville Eagles right here on the WLW Sports Network in the Division I 8-player state championship from Marquette, Michigan.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brian.
All of us at Graff Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky would like to congratulate the Deckerville Eagles on another tremendous season.
We here at Graff work every day to earn your business and offer quality vehicles at a great price. And even more importantly, superior service after the sale.
This month, you can enjoy savings of up to $13,800 on remaining 17 Chevys on the lot.
Take 20% off all remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruze, and Trax models as well.
And if you currently have points on your GM card, you can save even more on top of that 20%.
Don't qualify for GM employee pricing? No worries. Everyone this month qualifies for this on every 2017 Chevy here at Graff.
And that means you can save thousands on your new Chevy car, truck, or SUV.
If you haven't been to our used lot, give us a shot. We will save you time and money and get you into a quality vehicle.
Stop into Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky today. And one more thing.
Go Eagles!